It's 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. President Trump is expected to leave Dallas shortly after a brief visit. He landed at Love Field around 3 o'clock. Trump met with Governor Greg Abbott and other state officials to discuss the state's ongoing hurricane recovery. The president's also in town for a fundraiser for his 2020 reelection campaign and the Republican Party. The event is expected to raise about $4 million. Early voting is underway across Texas. Election day is November 7th. Among the ballot items in Dallas is a bond package of items ranging from streets, parks, and libraries to homelessness and economic development. The package totals $1 billion. But as Dallas Morning News City Hall reporter Tristan Hallman tells KERA Sam Baker, the Dallas City Council originally had a lower number in mind.
At one point, they were talking as low as $600 million. After the Dallas Police and Fire pension crisis stabilized, they decided, we could probably do a little bit more than $800 million. And part of the problem was they couldn't really decide what should go in that $800 million. This bond package is sort of a reckoning. There's a lot of things, a long time coming, especially parks.
Any big major project among parks?
So you have the Clyde Warren Park expansion. There's about $10 million for that, which is paired with some private matching dollars. There's downtown parks. There's about $35 million there, which again is paired with matching dollars. And that's how they're getting a lot of bang for their buck. It's sort of hard to resist those privately raised funds that are already there. So there's going to be, I think, three new downtown parks included in that. There's a fourth one that was built separately out of the bond package because of by private dollars because of some other primarily political considerations going on there. But there's going to be some new recreation centers. And then there's just the kind of stuff that you'd normally see in a bond package, parking lots, bathrooms at the Arboretum so that they can accommodate more visitors. Circuit trails are included, connecting some of the Dallas's trails together so that you can stay on a long path instead of having it broken up into different segments throughout the city.
And half of this bond package is for streets.
There's a lot of this is deferred maintenance, and you can see it when you're driving every day. There's a lot of potholes that just get patched, and the road really just needs to be repaved.
Can Dallas ever really get ahead of its street projects?
That's sort of the hope with this project, is that maybe we can finally start making some progress toward making the streets improved. We'll see how that goes because the streets are generally seen as a maintenance item that should be paid for out of the annual budget. So that was actually Councilmember Kleinman's complaint, that the streets should not be paid for on a credit card, that this should be something that the city funds every year.
The city's been aggressive in shutting down homeless camps in the last year or two. So I'm intrigued by what's in this $20 million in the package for homelessness.
Some of that's going to be permanent supportive housing for their homeless residents. So basically getting them in longer-term housing.
Of what type?
You know, it's hard to tell what exactly this is going to look like just yet. I don't know that this is going to be a shovel-ready project, but they decided that the best way to solve the homelessness problem is to give permanent supportive housing. The problem is it's expensive. So $20 million may not be the magic bullet here that solves homelessness in Dallas, but it's certainly a start that's paired with what's now going to be an annual budget item to harden these homeless encampments where people are staying right now and keep them out of basically freeway underpasses so they're not sleeping under there.
The $50 million or so included for Fair Park, is this a reflection on recent discussions about what to do with it overall?
When they were talking about handing this over to a private vendor, and they're still talking about that, although now it's an open bid process, that was a lot of the talk, is should we pay the money to fix up the buildings now, or should we wait until they have some tenants and then really pay? But regardless, those are historic structures, and a lot of them are in need of repairs, talking about roofs and HVAC systems. Mm. We're not talking about making them look all shiny again. So they basically, as a poll to people, and say, do you care about Fair Park? And they believe that the answer is going to be yes, that they want to spend $50 million, which, as far as the Parks and Recreation Department is concerned, does not nearly cover what they want, but it's a start.
The city's bond rating fell during the whole police and fire pension fund crisis. Does that affect this bond package in any way?
That effectively means that we'll be paying likely higher interest on the bonds once they're issued. It's not going to be substantially higher. It's not like the interest rates are going to soar, but it is going to make a difference in sort of the long-term costs of the bond.
Assuming this package passes, what kind of impact does it make on the city's overall list of needs?
Well, the overall list of needs is about $10 billion. So $1 billion, it's a bite off of that. it's going to be significant, but it's not going to be the end-all be-all of fixing up what Dallas has accrued in deferred maintenance over the years.
Justin Hallman with the Dallas Morning News. Thank you for being with me.
Thanks for having me, Sam.
Learn more about what's on the ballot. We have a voter's guide at keranews.org. Think about quintessential Texas cuisine. What comes to mind? Barbecue, chili, Tex-Mex? How about chicken fried steak? Its roots are fuzzy, but food historians agree it was born and bred in the Lone Star State. Tomorrow is Chicken Fried Steak Day in Texas, an official state holiday created in 2011 thanks to a pair of Dallasites. KERA's Stephanie Kuo talked with them about why a fried slab of beef deserves a day all to itself.
My name is Jeffrey Yarbrough, and I am a local entrepreneur here in Dallas, Texas.
I'm Jimmy Baldwin, and I'm a singer-songwriter.
I was seeing a lot of the national holidays. There was National Mango Day. There was National Pecan Day. There was National Hamburger Day.
Avocado Day.
Avocado Day, my gosh, yeah. But there was not a Chicken Fried Steak Day. So I went to the Ag Department and I said, hey, what do you guys think about having a Chicken Fried Steak Day as an official holiday? And they said, wow, Yarbrough, we think it's a great idea. Why don't you do that and let's figure out how we can set up a marketing budget for it? And I'm like, no, I just want someone to bless this and say it's a holiday. I mean, just somebody give me a holiday. Like, nah, it's not really what we can do. It's not our world. And so then I drove across town and I went to the Texas Beef Council. They couldn't do it. So I left Austin frustrated and I stopped by a freshman state representative's office in Temple, Texas, named Ralph Sheffield. And he said, Yarbrough, I think I can walk that straight up the hill. About a month later, and literally a TV crew and Representative Sheffield come busting through the door, and he has got the scroll of the proclamation for Chicken Fried Steak Day. And I'm like, oh my God, it happened. It really happened.
I was going to say, it's just important to have Chicken Fried Steak Day in Texas. It's like, it's a staple that's been part of our state since the German immigrants started coming here.
Absolutely.
And so, and then it kind of got taken over, like got into the cowboy culture and the chuck wagons and stuff for the cattle trail. So it's like this part of Texas history that was kind of neglected. And Jeffrey, you're the one who kind of gave it its due. And I thought that was great.
Well, thank you. Well, it needed its due.
Yeah, chicken fried steak is just yum. Just the gravy all over it, the breaded, the meat. It's like all the staples of life, Texas life, right in one dish.
You could have chicken fried steak for breakfast that may be pan fried, but then you could go out for lunch or dinner and get it deep fried and think you had a whole different dish.
Yeah, it's good for every meal. I had a record coming out, and I've written a song, you know, all this war and hate going on. Everyone just sit down with each other and have a chicken fried steak and talk together. We could clear up a lot of things, you know, and be about peace and love and chicken fried steak. And then I turned into a song, and then I got a call from Jeffrey and said, hey, we just got this Chicken Fried Steak Day. You need to come and perform your song for us. Peace, love, and chicken fried steak. Peace, love, and chicken fried steak.
We had gone to another House of Representatives member, John Ray from Ellis County, and I'd pitched him the idea of what if we had a song for chicken fried steak. And about, I mean, maybe a month later, 3 weeks later, I get a phone call again, and his office says, we've got a resolution for you. Peace, Love, and Chicken Fried Steak is the official song.
There's the Star Spangled Banner, and there's Peace, Love, and Chicken Fried Steak.
Yarbrough and Baldwin are hosting a celebration at All Good Cafe in Deep Ellum tomorrow night at 7. There, Baldwin will be presented a state document declaring Peace, Love, and Chicken Fried Steak the official song of Chicken Fried Steak Day. Should be clear skies in store for us this evening. Low around 55. Tomorrow, sunny with a high in the mid-80s. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.